Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording. We're recording without headphones though, so say something.
Hello. I am going to talk about this level.
That's great.
Okay.
We're good to go. Hello, everybody. How are you all? Just waiting for a response.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like...
Great.
Well, God, what do I do here?
Did I throw you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, from being a seasoned broadcaster like myself and you being so inexperienced in this field, I can imagine that was tricky for you there to... on board with.
Before we go any further,
yes,
I want to do some shout outs to some people who very sweetly
let's do that,
said they liked what we do.
Yeah, we went shopping today. We finished work about an hour early.
We're
working together. Your hair still looks lovely, by the way.
I did
a good job today.
You did a great job.
I used two new styling products on
so
your
what
hair
were
today.
They
well they were from OGX.
Yeah,
now I should point out, in the interests of what's it called? Transparency. That I'm paid by OGX. Mm. Not to say this, but they pay me, I guess, to use their products and things like that. So I talk about them quite a lot because I know a lot about them. But I've always used two particular products on. Now, I normally use like a Sebastian product on your hair and something else on it when I blow dry. I've run out of all that stuff.
Yeah, and you're literally like religious about that stuff.
I'm religious about that stuff. But I thought today I'm going to try out two new things that I think will work. One was the Tame and Shine cream from OGX, and the other one was the heat protection spray. I put the Tame and Shine cream on first, and then the heat protection spray, and then blow dried your hair with my new hair dryer, which I am paid to say that
I'm going to talk to you about that.
Yes,
when it's
available.
Actually available,
okay,
to buy.
Great. Needless to say, your hair blow dried the best I've seen it in ages. So I'm going to use these products a bit more. What
wow.
I do with hair products is I have to use them like 10 or 20 times to work them out. A lot of people use a hair product on their hair and then they go, oh, I don't like it. And I go, no, you've got to use it like 10 or 20 times. You've got to work out how it works. So don't give up on something if you use it once and it doesn't work. You've got to work it out. You know,
God, that's like HRT.
It's just like HRT. You've got to find the right balance, the right mix, you know, and then boom, everything kicks
everyone's
off.
But also I find my hair is different on different days. I heard you talking about static earlier.
Yeah.
And... you know, winter is coming. My hair is completely different in the winter than it is in the summer.
Yeah. And it's mainly to do with the moisture in the atmosphere. Mm. There's very little moisture in cold air. It all disappears or dissipates. Or you're in a room that's full of air conditioning and central heating. Mm. All the moisture rises to the top, so there's none in the air. And that causes you static electricity. Mm. It's the moisture in the atmosphere that keeps all that static electricity.
I hate static electricity.
Oosh! It's a nightmare, isn't it?
The
interesting thing about
it.
Static electricity is that it is static. It doesn't go anywhere. It stays where it is. It's here the whole time. That's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Right? The clue's in the name.
I did not know that.
It's static. It stays still.
Oh, I feel like such a numpty. That is amazing. Of course.
I remember somebody once said to me, if you put a paper clip or a safety pin in the back of your shoes, you earth yourself and somehow all that electricity runs through your body into the earth. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It's static. It's not current electricity that travels somewhere on a current. It stays where it is. So all that happens really is you get too much of one particular ion, like a negative one or a positive one, and then you get that repulsion, positive and positive.
So would it work to open a window and get some moisture in? Or...
yes, but cold air doesn't carry moisture in the same way that hot air does. So in the summer, hot air rises and takes all the moisture with it, all that water vapour, and that's what keeps it static at bay.
I mean, is this from Things You Should Know or something?
Yes, it'll be. I've definitely listened to Stuff You Should Know on electricity. Stuff You Should Know. But I've also done a lot of research on it because, like, doing the hair in TV commercials, if it's a static environment, which it always is, January, February, March, shooting a hair commercial in January, February or March is a terrible idea for any ad agencies out there shooting hair commercials.
Do you remember the Garnier commercial we shot together?
In the snow?
In the snow, outside in February. I mean, it was
ludicrous,
wet,
wasn't it?
And cold and static and...
It was wet everywhere, you know.
And it looked good.
Yeah, it did. We
pulled it out the bag.
It's because I was on it, yeah. How did we get to talk about
we
this?
We wanted to talk about your Jane.
Hair. Yeah, that was right. Well, we're talking about... I did your hair and then we finished early because I did such a good job. Mm. So did you, I might add.
Thanks.
I feel drunk, even though I've not drunk any drinks.
Mm. Drunk any drinks.
Yeah. It's quite funny, isn't it? It's quite a nice feeling.
I'm looking forward to finishing this podcast.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know what I mean? Because I'm going to play with you.
Yeah.
And not in the way that people think
of
me.
No, that's okay.
I'm going to play with you because you're feeling a bit daft. And I feel like we could go out for a drink.
We could go out for a drink. We'll go next door.
Oh, my God. Let's do that.
Should we do that?
And stand at a bar. We never do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could
hurry up.
We could role play. Have you ever seen that one in Modern Family?
I quite like blueberries. Let's go.
Have you recommended
blueberries?
Recommended fruit. Let's go. So
wait. Did you just say something about Modern Family?
Yes. Have you not seen the one where they role play, where he pretends to be like a spy and she comes in like a prostitute?
No.
At a bar. Oh my God, it is so funny. If anybody out there has not watched Modern Family,
best.
Have you been doing for most of your life?
It's the best.
Modern Family is knockout, and I'm sure there's lots of people who've been watching it, but there's one particular episode with Phil Dunphy and his wife. And they decide, they've got a night off together and they decide they'll role play at a bar and then go home and have a bit of hanky-panky, and it all goes absolutely pear-shaped for them. But it's a brilliant episode. I'll try and find out which one it is and then maybe...
There's a really good, by the way, Instagram account about Modern Family with clips. You know, like your
ones
that you love about...
Yes. Oh, you've got to find it for me.
I'll find it for you right now. It's so funny. The other day...
Aye.
I'm so going northern.
Aye.
Modern Family TV show feeds.
I'm going to follow it.
So
right
the
now.
Actual name, I think, is Modern Family Show Feeds.
Okay.
One of my favourite things was when he said, I hate it when gay identificator isn't working.
Yeah, because it's about identity as sexuality, isn't it? Yeah,
yes.
God, it's very
and
good.
And it was like, he identifies as she.
It's a brilliant show, and I'm sure all those clips are going to be
there
great.
There was a very, very funny one. Can I just show you one?
Yes.
I mean, even the sound of it is so funny.
I'm going to bug you. You're just moving in. I'm right across the street. Listen, let me stop you. You had the camera scheduled, worried about how it looked, brought your black friend out, blasted Commodores. It's not my first time moving into a white neighborhood. We're good.
Yeah?
I did my residency in New Hampshire.
All right, listen. You guys need anything, let me know.
You got it. I'm Sean, by the way.
Jay Pritchard.
Jay.
It's okay, Gloria. All handled. This is my wife, Gloria. This is Sean, and I want to get this right. Beautiful African name, Sean. By the way,
I said, by the way.
Excuse me. Hello. I don't mean to bug you. You're just
God. Oh, God.
It's such a well-written show. It's so...
By the way, I mean, please. Oh, God.
So please go and enjoy that. How did we drift into that?
Okay, Jane.
So, we finished early, went to Westfields, and we popped into West Elm. West Elm is a furniture shop that I absolutely love. It's expensive, though, Jane.
It's funny, I thought it was meant to be quite reasonably priced, but it's actually quite expensive.
Yeah, it's quite expensive. But what's interesting, it's right next door to John Lewis, and they sell all the West Elm stuff in John Lewis, and I always think, do they have a price competition or whatever going on? Anyway,
John Lewis has never knowingly undersold.
Yeah.
I mean, oversold or...
Undersold.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Something like that.
Well done.
Thanks.
That was almost well said.
Mm.
Anyway, we were in West Elm and the lady who worked in there came up and she said, I love your podcast. And we nearly fell over.
Well, listen, I have got to say, it is weird because we have had like almost 1.5 million downloads, I think, now.
Mm.
But I keep thinking no one's listening.
Yes.
Because we sit here in our kitchen on our own.
Aye.
Sometimes with a special guest like your son last week.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah,
by
great,
the way,
yeah,
was a huge hit.
Yeah, people
everybody loved his voice.
Yeah.
Everybody loved also the way that he spoke and what he said. So very he was good. A huge hit. He's got to come back.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm delighted.
But, you know, Jane very nicely said she loved our podcast. And we both, you and I, get ridiculously excited when somebody says...
We really do, yeah.
And the things that she has bought from the podcast yes, are things that we love so much.
The Xylus Chopper,
which is probably our number one recommended product that I use non-stop.
If you're new to this product podcast, you'll have to go back probably like 2 years or whatever, but we talked about a thing called the Xylus Chopper,
which is a
kitchen utensil thing.
Chopper.
Oh.
So good. Anyway, so we said we'd say hello to her because we told her we were recording tonight.
Yeah, hello.
So hello, Jane.
Thanks for coming to say hello. And if anybody else ever sees us mooching about...
Please say hello.
Obviously, if you listen to the podcast, then come and tell us you enjoy it.
we love a chat.
Yes. And then we were out for dinner the other day.
This was weird.
This was a bit strange, wasn't it? We were out for dinner with a couple that we love very much.
Oh my God, we love them so much.
And they took us out, which is very nice. And then somebody passed you this note. Did they pass it to you?
Yeah. So the waiter passed it to me.
Oh, so it was like a chat-up thing, like almost. Say, pass this to this lady over there. So this note comes over and it says, Davina and Michael, I don't want to bother you, but I love making the cut and own your goals.
Yes!
Thank you for keeping me sane during lockdown and beyond. Thank you both for everything you do, Pip. Looking forward to Friday. I don't know which Pip this is, but we've got quite a few Pips that listen. So I'm just going to assume it's all of them.
It might not be somebody that we know, who hasn't written in.
But I really hope you hear this, Pip, because it was such a nice thing to do.
Oh, we were absolutely made up.
Imagine what it would be like if someone came up to you randomly in the street and told you how good a job you did.
Oh, God, imagine that.
Right, you're going to have to try and picture what that is. Whatever job it is you do out there.
I would love that.
Somebody just said, hey, you do a great job.
Have you seen the greeter?
That's what it's like. No.
Troy Hawk.
No. Who's that?
You must have seen Troy
Hawk.
He
sounds like someone from
Shrek.
Who
greets people on Instagram outside buildings.
Well, he just says,
Have I not shown you Troy Hawk? And he goes, no, he doesn't say well done because he doesn't know them personally.
Okay.
But he does, do this thing. I mean, look. So he stands outside buildings and greets people. And he stood outside the BBC... I've told you about this before. And he greeted people. He stood outside the England football teams. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people know who he is because he's famous for greeting. And sometimes they don't. So he stands outside the BBC.
Okay.
Or podcast. Or audio book. Sir, you're a rainbow vision of ecstasy.
Oh, and it's like
cycling
he works
ecstasy.
There, isn't
it? You can't hear me, but trust me. Hopefully these words will vibrate into your brain. Through some form of osmosis. Welcome to the BBC. I adore those trousers. You clearly do some form of yoga. Your posture is marvellous.
So, you know the guy with the bike?
Yeah.
Right, look, he's sorting out his bike.
Yeah.
All your life is worth, sir.
Pedal for all your life
is worth.
I
know you can't hear any of this, but I'm hoping you can feel it. Hello, madam.
So the cyclist, right?
Mm.
Then he does a post 2 days later or 3 days later explaining that he met the cyclist 3 years before and greeted him in another building and they came together and said hello to each other.
Right.
But what are the chances that he sees him twice? It was just really, really funny and he direct messaged him. But Troy Hawk makes me guffaw. But wouldn't it be nice to stand outside a building and know everybody's name personally and say, Sophie, you're in reception. I love what you do.
Yeah.
What about, we're riffing, we're not recommending a lot at the moment, but what about the thing we saw on our pages, our For You pages this morning, of the guy that went up to an elderly gentleman in a walking frame and he said, I'm having a really, really bad day today. This guy looked kind of, I don't know, possibly Mexican, and it was like an old white American guy. So
in his late
80s. I don't know
80s.
If you were thinking like somebody was going to be a bit racist in their old age or something. He wasn't, it just wasn't like that. This guy goes up to the older guy, says, I've had a rubbish day today. I was just wondering if you would want to come to Disney with me for the day. And he says, I mean, this was the other thing that I thought was amazing. This guy's got a walking frame. And he went, yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to. And they film it. It's the most wholesome thing I have ever seen.
Yes.
And the elderly man keeps just saying, I can't believe this is happening. This is the greatest day of my life. And not only that, he burst into tears at the end. And we want tears.
Yes, well, certainly tears of joy. You know, that's such
a great thing.
Which brings me on to, I just want to cap off, I finished The Offer this week, the TV show we recommended last week. And then I've been onto YouTube to watch all the Bobby Evans interviews. I've watched interviews with Al Ruddy.
This is what you do. I love it when you do this.
Peter Bark, I think it was.
You deep dive.
Yeah, who was the assistant of Bobby Evans. I don't know if you remember him. He had glasses on.
Yep.
Peter Bart. That's it, Peter Bart. There's a brilliant interview on YouTube between Al Ruddy and Peter Bart now as they're old men.
Oh, wow.
Talking about what it was like back then. And, you know, how they helped each other and guarded each other and managed Bobby Evans and all that kind of stuff. God, I just loved it. But the final episode of The Offer, the tears were just falling down my face. And I can't really, I can't ever really pinpoint why that stuff makes me cry. But I just think when anybody does anything difficult, you know, like, and it's so hard to make a movie. It's probably one of the hardest things you could do from a job perspective, you know, and make a successful movie. And then one that becomes the most successful movie.
Of all time.
Of all time. When
and it's always quoted, like Godfather 2 is quoted as being the greatest film of all time, often.
Yes.
At the top of lists.
Yeah, it's either one or two they flip about. And I think it was just a joy to see the final episode. And it's not a spoiler because you know The Godfather gets made and you know it goes on to be the greatest film
of all time. You're allowed.
I'm allowed to spoil and not spoil. But the final bit when they kind of come together and they're talking about this kind of journey they've been on and then they go to the premiere and everything, I was just like, it is so good. So I finished that and you're two episodes behind, but I will gladly watch them again.
Oh, great. Okay.
I'll watch the whole thing again.
Okay.
But Matthew Good, who played Bobby Evans.
Yes, extraordinary.
Is breathtaking. And someone told me a story this week about Byrne, who plays Charlie Bluthorn.
Yes, who is a bit of a friend of yours.
Yes, but they'd said that Al Pacino had actually gone on set to watch some of the takes and they'd said, wow, you know, Bobby Evans, Matthew Good has nailed Bobby Evans. But when Charlie Bluthorn turned up, apparently Al Pacino went, what? That is unbelievable, because that is exactly what Charlie Bluthorn was like. I mean, like you said, this is Al Pacino saying this about Burns' work.
The actual Al Pacino. Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
So I just thought, God, it's so good. And when you read the comments, if you watch the Bobby Evans interviews on there's a Canadian one, a particular Canadian one that's done in about 1979, and that's the best interview I've found. But if you just look at the comments section of all that, it's just people saying, wow, just finished The Offer, had to watch it again.
Yeah.
The guy nails Bobby Evans. The story's brilliant. Anyway, well, I know we recommended it last week, but I just wanted to let you know I finished it.
And it really is good.
I'd watch it again in a heartbeat. Amazing.
So I have got several recommendations from other people this week, which I always really, really enjoy. The first one is quite a quick one, really. It's from my mum. It is basically something that's going to save everybody a lot of money.
Great.
Yeah, because we know, I mean, fuck me, it's bleak at the moment, right? Oh. Isn't it?
Every article I'm doing, like I get asked by journalists all the time to do, and it's always like budget buys, you know, tightening the purse strings, what are the best hair products? Or everything I do is all centered around that at the moment. So yes, save us money. Great. Hit us with it.
So witch.co.uk.
Witch is fantastic.
So obviously Witch used to be a magazine and I don't even, is it a magazine
well,
still?
Well, I'll have a little look. So
I'm not sure
on,
if it is still a magazine, but they have got this site, witch.co.uk. But you do need to become a member, I think. So, there is Witch magazine
digital
delivered to you monthly. It is £7.99 a month. But they are very careful with sustainability. They are very, very trusted in their product reviews. I mean, Witch magazine is seen to be the most trusted consumer reviews that you can get. And it has been for decades and decades. They're not for profit. This is really an important thing to say. Every member subscription helps funding our charity campaigns to make life simpler, fairer, and safer for everyone. So, I mean, online is super easy and we all live our lives online, but I know how much you love getting your car subscription.
Oh, God, classic car.
So actually, if you're thinking about it as a gift maybe for someone at Christmas, it would have to be a special someone because it's £79 for a year. But it does mean that that will save you maybe £1.50 a month on getting the actual magazine. Now, the thing about going online is that obviously they can put loads and loads of stuff in the magazine. And when I'm talking about a magazine, it's not like a little magazine. It's a weighty tome of money saving expertise and advice. And what I think is interesting, you can get an annual membership to the online thing of £99 a year. It's equivalent to £8.25 a month. But I am telling you, if you are in maybe a four-person household and you have got things like white goods, electricals, anything like that, at least once a year, we have to...
You've got to buy something, haven't you? Yeah, whether it's a kettle or a toaster or a coffee machine or something like that.
I am almost guaranteeing you that £99 you will save in terms of saving, that you will save yourself from going to Which in the first place, without a doubt.
Yes.
Because there's things like, I had no idea. Did you know that Aldi make white goods?
I didn't know that, but I know they do a bit of everything.
Aldi make white goods. And my mum said... that apparently their washing machine, tumble dryer, may have been dishwasher or something, but she said was, oh, the Aldi air fryer.
Oh, Aldi do an air fryer.
Yeah, and she was telling me that it was something like 150 quid. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but that's 30 quid off most Ninjas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. And it's got amazing reviews. Mm-hmm. And even if you save, I mean, when it's times like these... So say you decide to get an air fryer, maybe instead of a conventional oven, because an air fryer literally will cook everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And rather than a conventional oven costing you whatever it costs you, which will be a lot more than 150 quid, I'm telling you, you may as well get an Aldi air fryer if you're on your own or you live with one other person. Mm. That £10 that you save, it's not to turn your nose up at, right?
No. Not at all.
So there are surprise businesses that make things that you think... Or, you know, lots of people might turn their nose up at Belt because they think that it's a cut price, cheap. It scores very, very highly in Which. Mm. And you want to look at durability, sustainability, lasting, affordability for parts. How easy is it? You know, they do.
Parts is
they
really
go absolutely forensic on everything.
On that subject, I use this company called eSpares.com. Mm. And I had an oven at home that I didn't want to replace, but the element burnt out on it once, so it couldn't heat anything up. And I thought, well, it was £700 to replace the oven. And I went on to eSpares and I bought a new element for £39 and fit it. And
Did you know how to fit it?
I mean, I didn't. I just went inside the oven, had a look at the element and saw where the screws were and unscrewed them and took them all out and all that. And then just found the serial number of the part, went on to eSpares.com, bought a new element for 30-odd quid, fit it in exactly the same way I had the other one. Had virtually a brand new oven.
And also, let's just remind people that if you do need to fix something, because you are the king of this.
Oh, yeah.
And without Reader's Digest anymore.
Yeah.
Is Reader's Digest online?
I've literally no idea. I've not heard of it for years, really.
Without Reader's Digest anymore, you just look up on YouTube everything, don't you?
Virtually anything. You just put the serial number in of the... You know, of the oven I was trying to fix and it was
my
there.
God.
What?
Reader's Digest magazine. The UK's best magazine site. Shut up.
I'll have to have a look at that. My dad had this Reader's Digest DIY manual when I was a kid and it told you how to build your own swimming pool in your back garden.
Annual offer.
I'd love to have done that.
How to build a what? A swimming pool?
Swimming pool. Showed you how to dig it.
Oh, please.
What levels to dig it at and how to line it and all of that stuff. And I used to kind of go, ooh, I'll look at the swimming pool a bit because, you know, when I was like 8 or 9 years old, so I thought one day I'll be able to dig out my own swimming pool.
So every issue, brilliant lineup of regular columnists will help you with tips, advice and recommendations, health, travel, food and recipes, gardening, technology, cars, finance, music, books and more. Look, this is another subscription, but it's cheaper.
Oh, aye.
12 issues for £22.99.
Oh, okay.
That so that's also quite a nice gift for someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
22 quid.
Yeah.
Maybe a Christmas present.
But they're different. These are different magazines, right? They're offering a different thing. Reader's Digest and Which are not No, the same thing.
I mean, completely different. Yeah, okay, Reader's great. Digest is more ideas for life. Okay. How about this? Why don't you try that? Mm. This is how you can sort that out. Or here's a life hack.
Well, which is sort out the
these are consumer
the chaff,
products.
Right?
Yeah. Which is
the best?
We're like a sort of.
I wonder if they put making the cut through which how we'd come up.
We'd come up top trumps.
On that note, actually, there was something I was meant to mention, because we had the summer off this year. I hired a car when I went to Courchevel skiing. I went mountain biking there. I hired a...
Did you hire it from the same place as you did in Bifa?
No.
Okay.
No, a different place. But when we went to the south of France together, I hired a Fiat 500 X, I think it was called. I mean, we don't like to slag things off on this show, but...
Don't slag anything off.
I wouldn't particularly want to drive one of them again.
Okay.
And I'm sure if you've got one and you like it, then it's just a personal thing.
We've entered into a whole world of pain. Just let's not even mention anything you don't like. Okay. So you liked
but
something.
Anyway, I got to Geneva and I picked up a Citroen Cactus C3.
Not a cactus.
A cactus. Ooh. What a car that is. If you're looking for a small car, like a small to medium-sized car, like the size of a Mini, I say that because I've got one of them, then the Citroen C3 Cactus was knockout across the board, the best little car that I've ever driven. And if I hadn't already bought the Mini at that point...
Who makes
I would have bought
Citroen?
Citroen.
Oh.
Yeah. And put it another way, the French, they make it. But, it was great. So if you're in the market for a new car, I remember thinking as I was driving it, I've got to recommend this car because it is so good. Everything was where you wanted it to be. The satellite navigation thing was great. All the instruments and all the digital LED panels and all that stuff. Economical, comfy, perky, knockout. So, fill your boots, Witch magazine. I don't know what they
I'm
say about
I'm just interested
that,
to see how much they cost.
Okay, yeah. Probably 12 grand or something for a new one. Yeah,
do you think?
Around. Probably, yeah. I could have a look in... In Auto Trader.
I'd like to ask somebody something. Uh-huh. My daughter's moving to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
In October. I'm looking to get her a car out there. Would like to get her a four-door, something akin to Citroen, but I don't think it would be good to buy a French car in Australia in case of parts and stuff like that. I think she would be better off with a Japanese Toyota, Mazda, Kia, that kind of thing. If anybody's got a car that they love out of those, that would be kind of, that we could get a second-hand, version of, that's tiny, good for a first-time driver, let me know. Right.
Yeah, they're quite expensive. For a 2021 model, it's about 17 grand, so it's quite an expensive car. But
worth it.
It was really good.
And you can always get a second-hand one, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Wanted to go back to another recommendation from a friend of ours, the fourth member of the Beatles, and that is Andy Abraham, our great friend.
Oh my God, yeah, he sent us one today, didn't he?
He sent us the most brilliant app.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you live in the UK, and we are always trying to think of things that are not just London-centric, and this is one of them. It's called Urbanizer. And what is brilliant about it is that not only can you use it in the UK, you can use it anywhere around the world. So the Urbanizer app is free. You just download it. You can sign up using your email and you can find out, you can kind of create a board of places that you like going. You know how hard it is to remember? You might go to a little restaurant in America, in New York, and you will never remember the name of it. You know, you kind of go back and you go, where was it? It was somebody... This is a way to never forget anywhere you've been. If I go up to Sheffield and I have a fantastic meal in Sheffield one night and then it's in a pub or something.
Yeah.
Or on Long Lost Family, we go to pubs at lunch all the time and I think, this is a brilliant pub.
Yeah, yes.
Always
you
forget.
You need to log it, but you never do you? Yeah.
So it's basically any pub, restaurant or shop, you will never forget a place and you can organise them by categories. So it can be kind of... roasts, or it can be pubs or bars or restaurants or nightclubs. And you can kind of show off your inner concierge if you want and share the places that you like or you can recommend. If somebody says to you, you could be your very own making the cut.
Yeah.
And someone could say, I don't know where to go. I'm going to Berlin tomorrow. And you can go, actually, we went to Berlin.
You can go into the app and it'll show you all the places that you went in Berlin.
Yeah, and then you just forward that whole thing
great
to your friend. And it's a lovely way of sharing. Also, there is a thing in the app that says what's on. It finds out where you live. It gives you recommendations. It will notify you of things. I really, really, really like this idea.
And what's it called? Yeah.
Urbanizer.
Urbanizer.
Exactly as it sounds.
Okay.
Urbanizer.
It's really interesting because I've just found an Instagrammer that I really like. Although I've just noticed he's only got 9 posts. But anyway, he does this thing where he basically tells you all the little tips and tricks on how to use your iPhone.
Oh, is that what you were watching earlier?
Yes. And he's got a very strange name, but
how many followers has he got?
Oh, like 138,000.
Shut up, and he's done 9 posts.
Yes, but he has an academy by the looks of things. And let me just press this button, which probably on YouTube or something like that, where you can go and watch how a lecture on all the things that your iPhone does that you don't necessarily know that it does. So I'm going to show you one now, right?
Yeah.
So this is quite a good one.
As I'm going to share with you 3 incredible iPhone features, and at least one of them will be game-changing to a lot of you. Save this video for later, and if you know someone who has an iPhone, share it with them and on social media. Feature number 1, go to your settings, then tap on accessibility. In here, tap on touch. At the very bottom, you're going to find back tap. Tap on that, and tap on triple tap. Choose flashlight. Now, if you turn your phone over and triple tap to back, your flashlight's going to go on. Feature number 2, if you ever text someone and make a mistake, press and hold the space bar. That's going to turn your cursor into a mouse. You can position it wherever you'd like, erase the wrong word, and replace it with the correct one. And finally, the last one. I left the best for last. Press and hold on your text message. Move it around, then you can choose whichever other messages you'd like to copy. Do multitasking to go back to your threads, and drag and drop them into a new thread. That'll automatically paste all the text messages. And here's a bonus. You can master every single iPhone feature you have, including privacy, with me, with over 100 step-by-step tutorials.
Why would you copy...
Well, you know, like sometimes someone's messaged you and you want me to see the messages.
Yes.
So you forward me the message.
Yes.
Well, you can tap and hold and then copy 6 or 7 messages into one and send me them all as one big message. You know, that might not be that useful to other people.
No, but
he has got loads of stuff in there.
Yeah.
There's one thing in there that he showed me where your phone makes a record of everywhere you've been all the time. As long as you've been there for longer than a few minutes or whatever, it logs it as a place you've been. And that's what that app you're talking about must tap into. That your phone basically knows where you've been and all the rest of it and then can locate it, whether it's a restaurant or a bar or anything like that. But he also shows you how to protect that or how to turn it off if you don't want your phone to know where you're going and what you're up to and stuff like that. But I found him
Safety point of view, I want my phone to know where I'm going and where I've been.
Yeah, it's just that if somebody was to steal your phone and could get access to it, they'd just know everything about where you've been. Like in the last year.
Oh.
And I guess they could use that against you in some way, perhaps if you've been somewhere you shouldn't have been. Or they just can track where you go regularly and maybe track you down to those places, you know what I mean? But it's quite interesting. But anyway, he's called, his page is called Arson Sig.
That's so catchy. That's
Arson and then S-I-G.
How do you spell that?
Arson.
A-R-S.
A-R-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
S-I-G.
Yeah, okay.
Now, there is only 9 posts, but they're pretty good and there's really good information in there.
Can I just say, the ones that you showed us were amazing.
Yeah. And it just says, like, 4 amazing features of your iPhone. If you want to know more about these, go and see my lecture. And then you can click in the bio and go to the lecture. But I've really enjoyed it and I've used quite a lot of the things that he's already talked about in there.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
tell us about this, because I follow this girl online. We met her earlier this year.
What a lovely person. I love this girl.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
she's fantastic.
So, Jessie Inchausbay, I think she's called.
French?
Inchausbay.
It's got a little apostrophe over the E, which makes me think it's French.
French. Or Swiss?
Yeah, maybe.
French. I think she's French.
Yeah, I think she's French.
She's French. We met her in the Provence, mm-hmm. and she was wearing a little glucose reader on her arm. And she wears this glucose reader nonstop. Now, glucose measures your blood sugar levels. And her Instagram page, The Glucose Goddess, is really worth following. She gives you loads. I mean, today, for example, I bought some berries, and I was quite peckish, and I thought, I'll have some berries before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered what she said.
Yes, no sweets before savoury, right?
Yeah, no sweets before savoury, because if you eat the fruit before you have your savoury, you get a massive sugar spike. But if you eat savoury and then have a little bit of sugar,
you get a much less of the spike.
It's much less severe.
And in her Instagram account, she documents her own blood sugar levels once she's eaten something, whether it's sweet or savoury, and gives you the information or the data.
Exactly.
I have altered my eating habits as a result of her Instagram page.
Which is amazing. Tell me what you've done.
Well, I just don't eat anything sweet if I know I'm about to eat something savoury. And then if I am going to eat anything sweet, I do it at the end. And I've also instilled this into my kids. So my kids will just eat chocolate at any random point of the day.
Yes.
Just before, you know, dinner, spag bol, he eats a chunk of fruit and nut. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? Because it does all this funny thing where it suppresses your appetite in a way where you don't necessarily eat then your spag bol or your actual meal. And then you go back to eating more chocolate because you start to crave it. But actually, if you eat it at the end, it minimizes all the impact of eating the chocolate full stop.
Mm.
And the other thing I'm fascinated with her is it's all about drinking like a tablespoon of vinegar before your dinner. Now, I can't get on board with that.
I can't either. I just hate the taste of it.
I love vinegar. So I put vinegar on everything. Or I have mint sauce and everything. Or a hot sauce that's got lots of vinegar in. And I'm wondering whether that's one of the things that keeps me very slim, because that is also a suppressant.
Vinegar is very, very good for your digestive system.
It seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. And I hate it.
So I'm conscious of my vinegar intake. I'm conscious of always eating sweet after savoury or not eating sweet at all. And it's helped me enormously to stop snacking.
And this is another interesting thing about glucose spikes, is that avoiding them leads to a 25% reduction in acne. And acne can be a horrific, debilitating thing for so many kids. But I mean, glucose spikes, there are a million reasons why they're bad. And there is a book. She's written a fantastic book, Stop Craving, Get Your Energy Back, Feel Amazing. Glucose Revolution. That's what it's called. Glucose Revolution, The Life-Changing Power of Balancing Your Blood Sugar. Now, this woman is incredibly knowledgeable. Jessie is a biochemist. She's a number one international best-selling author. She's got 1.1 million followers, so you know she is the bomb. And Dr. Michael Mosley has written her a glowing...
Oh, and I love
Mosley,
yes.
So he said, I hugely enjoyed reading this book. And this is what I think I really like about her. Jessie's simple, accessible, science-based hacks really could help you transform your health.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about her. It's kind of what I tried to do with my book.
Yeah.
Is make the information really easy to digest.
Yeah.
I don't want...
Digest. I'll see what you did
there. I don't want to read really complicated...
No.
...blurb that goes on and on that's slightly showy-offy. I just give me the facts. And what I really like, and all of her graphs and things, they're hand drawings.
Yeah, it's like the
They're
doodles,
not sort of printed. They're like doodles. All these drawings that she does are really inside her book, are fantastic. And can I also just say, as a scientist, you know, she's a biochemist. And she's the glucose goddess. Well, her Instagram account isn't the glucose goddess. It's just glucose goddess. Leave the off. She doesn't need it.
I love getting rid of the
But is Jessie not also the coolest person you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, when we met her in Provence, she turned up. I was like, who's this girl?
Yeah.
She looks
like
amazing.
6 foot Amazonian. So
gorgeous.
Cool. Bleached blonde hair. Yeah, like, she just is like the coolest person ever, but with the brain the size of Greenland.
Yeah,
I mean, she's just mega. So we are massively recommending this book. And I think you and me tonight, after we've gone for a drink,
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Great. Yeah.
After we've gone for a drink.
Go for a drink of vinegar.
I'm going to have a nice soft drink. Oh my God, I've got to tell you something. I made you jump then.
You did, yeah. Do you want to finish this?
Yes, I am going to read. Yes. We're going to read to each other.
Okay, great. So it's called The Glucose Revolution. It's not even that. It's not a the,
no,
is it?
It's just Glucose Revolution. She doesn't need a the. Anyway, she's like Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah. I've got loads of stories of those in music, but I'm not going to bore anybody with them. And Glucose
She's called
Goddess.
The Jessie in Chelsea.
And the Glucose, just Glucose Goddess on Instagram.
Just
She's really
goddess.
Good to follow. Every very, day you
very
get
good.
A little something.
Very, very good. So I'm walking to Amazon Fresh. If nobody's been to Amazon Fresh, if they've got an Amazon Fresh near them, it's not scary, it's not frightening. If you've got an Amazon account, it's a no-brainer. You click the barcode, you click the QR code, in you go, they let you in, you just take whatever you want, walk straight out, no till. Mm. It's brilliant. Anyway, I'm about to go into Amazon Fresh and a guy walks up to me and he goes, "Hey, Davina." I'm like, "Oh gosh, hi." I don't know who you are. But he went, "It's me, Quarter Gin." And I was like, "Shut up."
No way.
Yes.
Well, just now, out
there. Yes. And I said, "What? Like, what are you doing here?" And he went, "I just want to say thanks so much for the mention."
Mm.
And I was like, "Oh my God, it is such a pleasure." Like, Michael absolutely, you know, loves what you're doing and thinks you're absolutely brilliant. And then quite embarrassingly, because I don't know if you remember when I was talking about them, I said,
"Yeah,
oh, clearly these poor guys, they're not good looking at all."
Yes, which is unlike you.
It's not like me at all. It was just quite funny because I looked at the picture and I thought, there they are with their starting a business.
Yeah.
You know, when you see the about page, normally it's sort of someone looking a bit frazzled, you know, entrepreneurial. But there they were, pouring out their quarter gin, looking really cool.
Yeah.
And he brought that up. I wasn't with you. So I just wanted to go, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And he went, "And you said we were really good looking." I was like, "Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed." Punch me, someone. And I went, "Yeah, I did. God." Yes,
okay.
So that was very funny to see him there.
Mm-hmm.
You just brought up...
What did I bring up?
I don't know. We've just gone off again.
It's really funny. We were talking earlier and something came into my head.
And it's gone.
And I've written down the word grand. And then we started talking about something and all now I can look at is the word grand and think, hotel?
Designs? Like,
designs?
Tour.
Grand. Yes!
Oh my God, wait.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I can't believe it. Yes.
Sorry, we had to hug each other.
Yeah, yeah. The Grand Tour. Okay.
Oh my God. Can I just say, I'm in your algorithm.
You are in my algorithm. Praise the Lord. I didn't know whether to bring that up or not.
I didn't even watch it with you.
No, you didn't. And I only watched half of it.
Oh, my God.
But I might as well talk about it, seeing
as
we're on that subject. So, me and, well, both my boys, we loved the Grand Tour and Top Gear when it was Clarkson and May and Hammond. I mean, I've got my favourites, obviously, and it's not all of them. It's a great, great show, but they've got a brand new one out that's just dropped on Amazon Prime, The Grand Tour. It's the latest episode. I can't remember what it's called, but they go and drive 3 rally cars across the whole of, like, Norway and Sweden and all the rest of it. My good God. That show's just worth watching for the way it's been filmed.
Yes,
and
I mean,
the scenery they capture.
Cinematically, it's beautiful.
It's not a show
it?
About cars. It's a show about life and friendship and travelling and the journey and but there's a really quite an amazing bit where they decide to have a race through this very small tunnel. And they don't know what the tunnel's for or anything. They just seem to have stumbled across it. Obviously, it's the magic of TV. They decide to race through the tunnel. And there's a bit at the end where the light flashes red that tells you you're getting towards the end of the tunnel. And then they agree that they'll race as fast as they can down this tunnel and brake when they see the red light come on and know that it's... And the end is it's just Earth, you know. It's a tunnel that ends in a dead end, right? So Jeremy Clarkson goes first and he goes in his Audi, bombs down the tunnel. In fact, I shouldn't tell you what happens. But, oh, God, it's like, holy shit, did that really just happen? It's quite breathtaking. Anyway, I've only watched the first half of it.
Can I just say, because you haven't done a spoiler, we all really want to watch
it now, hasn't it? Yeah, well done. You should definitely watch it with Chester or if he wants to watch it, whatever. It's really good. And they're very, very funny, those three together. They really make me laugh. Yeah.
Really, really, really funny.
But we bumped into Jeremy Clarkson recently.
Can, tell them what happened.
Yeah,
I literally had to, like...
Well, first of all, okay. I just want to point out, this is... I'm going to say this with a... with all the goodness that's in my heart, which is quite a lot, by the way.
It's a lot.
Is that Jeremy Clarkson looks like he's going to die any minute of a heart attack. Yes. And I've thought that for ages. I've watched Clarkson's Farm and all the rest of it, and I think, whoa.
What we should say is that he definitely needs to do something about his health. He needs to exercise more or do something.
I'm sure he doesn't listen to this podcast, but maybe somebody he knows does, and I don't know whether anybody's too frightened to tell Jeremy Clarkson that he's on the brink of death.
Mm.
But bloody hell, when we saw him the other day, I couldn't believe that he's still standing up.
Mm.
But anyway, he was very sweet, and I love watching him on the TV. I find him very, very funny, and I do appreciate that not everybody does. So don't worry, I'm not like trying to force him down anyone's throat. But he makes me laugh a lot, and it's well worth a watch.
Mm.
So what were you going to say about when we saw
him? No, I was just going to say, because it's quite funny, because I have met him quite a lot. My sister,
Well, you'd been Caroline, on the show.
Caroline, who passed away, and he were godparents to the same child.
Oh.
And I was on his show. And obviously, we've both been on television. He's been on television for longer than me, but I've been on for 30 years.
Yes.
And we're in the same business.
Yeah, yeah.
Roughly.
On the same channel.
On the same channel.
Mm.
So I was sort of thinking, like, you know, I said, hey, hi. He did not know.
Well, he did run a blank for a minute, but because I was watching the whole thing, and I
said, it's Davina McCall. Hi.
Yes, I know. And he went, yes, so you know where you know. You know,
and
that
but I
Clarkson's
thought you didn't
way.
Know.
I think for a moment he was just like, what? Who? But the penny did drop, and of course he knows who you are. Everybody does. But yeah, I did think that was a very funny
that
moment.
It was really funny. I was it's me. It's kind of embarrassing as well. Like,
yeah.
But hi.
He needs some help. But definitely watch the Grand Tour. It was very, very good. And thank you so much for like helping me get to the Grand Tour point.
Yeah, good.
I was in big trouble there.
I'm going to do a quick recommendation because we do recommend Ryan Holiday a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm always going to recommend every single book he brings out because they are always different, but they always bring something stoic with them.
Yeah.
He's very into the stoic philosophers, Ryan Holiday. Again, I'm sure lots of our regular listeners will already be following him on Instagram. But this is really brilliant for someone like me, or it would have been particularly brilliant for someone like me about 30 years ago. But it is basically about the Stoic virtues, this series, because he's done The Obstacle is the Way.
Yes.
And this one is called Discipline is Destiny, The Power of Self-Control. And it's about waiting, about discipline is about not just... You're very good at this.
Yes.
Not just running in to something, waiting, thinking, you know, all the Stoic virtues. But it is just really, really helpful to read. But the other thing I love about his books is the size of them.
Yes.
They're tiny. They are digestible.
Digestible, that was the word,
They are very easy. They talk, they're easy to consume, a bit like Jessie. She speaks in a very simple language that we can all understand. And just want to say thank you very much, Ryan Holiday, because I love everything that he writes.
He did just a post today, actually, that I saw that I really, really liked.
This
here, so.
Are you putting in the work? That's the question. You hear people say stuff like, oh, I'm going to trust my gut on this one, or I'm going to trust my instincts. But the Stoics would say, have you actually done the work to trust those instincts? Have you put in the training and the study and asked the questions and learned from the masters enough that you deserve to do that, right? A lot of people's instincts lead them to very dark, screwed up places.
Yeah, I totally agree with this. I have tried to train myself over the last 4 or 5 years to properly trust my gut because it got me into trouble in all sorts of ways in the past. And it's because I had slightly corrupted my own conscience by not playing necessarily a straight game. You know, like, telling the odd little porky pie here and there, not necessarily telling myself the truth about what I was doing or what I was eating or how much I was drinking and all the rest of it. But when you start lying to yourself, your gut lies back, I think. This is my theory anyway. And actually, you can only really start to trust your gut when you play a total straight game with yourself.
Yes.
And then you can rely on it to tell you what to do in times when you're a bit unsure. Mm. You know, I love that thing. I mean, we went to see Jordan Peterson last week, who, you know, was kind of interesting. But I think we've heard a lot of his good stuff, because if you want to absorb any of his stuff, it's the YouTube lectures and stuff like that.
I've got to say, in terms of seeing Jordan Peterson live and watching him online, Jordan Peterson live, it's too long for him to talk on his own because he's so clever. He thinks of so many thousands of different things and his brain goes to so many different places that I just got so lost.
Yeah, yes.
And that's why I love it when he's doing a Q&A with somebody.
Yeah, when he's in conversation, I think it's much better.
It's more digestible and easier to comprehend.
Well, the very early stuff you can get on YouTube where he's actually lecturing at university and you can sit through some of the lectures, they're really bloody good. Mm. You know, you think, God, I'd love to have been a student, you know, at Toronto University and got to listen to some of that stuff, because I found it very, very helpful. But, you know, he often talks a bit about that idea of your own conscience and nurturing it. So when you sit on the edge of your bed and say, this is a problem and I don't know what to do, your own conscience then, which you
tells
could
you
say is
do.
A metaphor for God or something like that, gives you a kind of answer. It might not be the answer that you want, but it's an honest answer about what you should do. And I've found that since, you know, I've kind of got my act together in a much better way and feel like I'm playing a much, much straighter game in my life, that I can rely on my stomach or my own conscience or whatever it is you want to call it to guide me in a much more accurate way. And I did, like, Ryan Holiday taps into all of that all the time. It's all based on those great kind of Greek philosophers. His work's really, really good. The Daily Stoic I still read all the time.
It's so good.
And I know Sonny does as well.
And what I love about it is that you can have read it before and it will mean one thing and then something will be happening in your life different and you'll read it again and
still
you'll
applies.
Hear something completely different in it, you know, or it'll help you in a different way.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is great when you stumble across something like that. That book, I think, Andy bought it for me, Great Thinkers.
Yes.
I talked about that before.
I've got a spare copy of that at home because I want it's a gift. It's the best gift. I mean, School of Life.
Yeah, it's from the School of Life, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's called Great Thinkers. We talked about that before. I'm just going to mention a couple of things and then we can do a few shout-out things.
Graham Heron's given us two Instagram accounts.
Far away, Graham Heron.
Very quickly going to talk about them. Fantasthenics is basically this guy who is a really terrible parkour runner. He's so bad, he's good. And it's spelt Fantas, so F-A-N-T-A-S, and then Thenics, T-H-E-N-I-C-S. That is the name, Fantasthenics.
Great.
I haven't followed that yet. I haven't looked at it, but I know if Graham's recommended
it. Yeah, he's pretty solid,
isn't he? I know that is going to be good. The other one is Lilo Chip. He's an old guy with funny little hacks, life hacks.
Okay, good.
And again, life's a bit hard. Any life hack is most welcome. So that's spelt L-E-E-L-O Chip, all one word, Lilo Chip. And thanks very much, Graham. That is really helpful.
Nice. A few films I just want to point out that we've watched recently that I think I've probably talked about on previous podcasts, but just want to come back to them. We watched The End of Watch the other night, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie. It's a really good film. I think it turned up on the iPlayer in mid-lockdown and we recommended it perhaps on one of our live podcasts.
Oh my God.
But it's a really great film, The End of Watch.
So good.
It's a kind of cop, buddy, action drama, but it's quite funny. It's very, very moving and a really, really good film. Under 2 hours, rates really high on IMDb. You can't go wrong with it. It's on Amazon, I think, at the moment. You might get it on Netflix as well. But
7.6.
7.6. And how long is it?
It is
50 something?
1 hour 49.
1 hour 49, yeah, 1 hour 50. God, I was good there, wasn't I?
That was very, very
but
good.
But really good. And then the other one we watched the other night was In Bruges, and we talked about that. What a great film. Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell are trapped in Bruges while Ralph Fiennes hunts them down, essentially. But it's really good. I think it's just shy of 2 hours.
It's so weird.
It's just funny.
It's 147.
147.
18, and it's 7.9.
7.9, well deserved. It's an absolute
Colin Farrell. Why is he not in everything?
Well, I don't know if you know this. There is a brand new movie out by the same writer and director starring Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell, and it's about to hit the cinemas any day. And if you look in IMDb, you'll find it there.
The Banshee?
The Banshee, that's it, yes. I don't really know anything about it, but I did see the trailer for it this week because I went to the movies this week.
Yes!
I went to see the new George Clooney, Julia Roberts
yes!
movie.
Yes! By the way, the Banshee, it's got an 8.1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the trailer. But I hated the trailer for In Bruges. I remember thinking, I will not go and see this film. It looks utter rubbish. Turned into be.
But it's
brilliant.
Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell again together.
Brendan Gleeson.
So it's going to be amazing.
Master. The Julia Roberts, George Clooney film I went to see. Can you remember what that's called?
Yes.
It's weird. I can't remember.
Let me look up George.
Anyway, I'm not going to recommend it in a massive way. But what I would say is if you like either of those two in movies, then go and see it. Clooney's great. I just love seeing Clooney back on screen again. It's a classic kind of holiday rom-com, a bit like 50
Ticket
First
to Paradise.
Dates. Ticket to Paradise. It's a bit like 50 First Dates, if you remember that one, on Hawaii with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. It's got that same kind of vibe to it. It's got a nice good feel-good feel to the whole thing. But
1 hour 44.
What's it rate? Right? Must be under six, under seven.
6.4.
Yeah, it's about right, I would say.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for something to watch, it's well worth
it. It's fun.
And then the other thing I went to see...
Oh, my God.
...is Interstellar.
Oh.
With Joel.
You've recommended too many things.
In 4D. Well, I'm just giving a quick... I'm not going to go into any details. I'm just saying I went to a 4D cinema for the first time.
Oh, would you recommend that?
I would recommend that, yes. Yeah. Because they shoot wind at you and rain at you and it comes flooding down from up there and they blast air into your face and all sorts of stuff. I thought... This is quite weird, and every time you're in a car, your chair's rumbling along like you're in a car. You know?
But Interstellar's a great film to see.
It's an amazing
in a 4D.
Yes,
right.
It is brilliant, and I also watched Tenet as well, concurrently alongside it. So I've watched all these kind of space time travel weird films recently. My brain went to mush, but Interstellar was a great watch, and Tenet was the second time I'd seen it. First time I didn't make any tale of it. I much preferred it, but I did a lot of research, and I also watched it in small chunks.
Can't be asked.
And if I wasn't... Do you know what I wanted? I wanted something that stopped me thinking about my life and work.
Oh, God, wait.
And I wanted to escape my own existence very briefly. Oh. Yeah. I'm getting a cuddle, by the way, rather than a strangling. And I thought what I wanted was a film to really immerse myself in so I could stop thinking about anything else. So I read two or three articles online and then I watched the film. And any bits I didn't understand, I rewound and watched again. And then at the end of the film, I thought, oh, God, I really enjoyed it. And it did help me stop thinking about all the things I was kind of driving me mad.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, yeah, I'm great
because
now.
I think people
sometimes
will
I
want,
just need a breather.
People
you know?
Will want to know.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm fine.
Because you've got the launch of your product on and it's a lot going on, a lot of work.
Yeah.
Quite crazy.
And like everybody else out there, we're all trying to manage our mental health in the same way we're trying to manage our physical health.
Yes.
Sometimes you need a break, don't you, from...
We absolutely
all sorts
do.
Of things, you know, and TV, reading, you know, and all sorts of things, and relationships and friendships and all that. Really helpful way just to get you out of yourself for a while. Mm. Let's do a couple of shout outs, shall we? Oh, we've hit 35,000 followers.
Stop
on
it.
The Making the Cup page.
Have we?
Yeah, so thank you to everybody who's following.
Have we?
Yes.
That's amazing. Do you know, for a podcast.
Something just pinged up on Instagram and it's Noodle the Dog Reading.
Do you remember, do you know who Noodle the Dog is?
Yes.
From our guests that came down from Yorkshire.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, my God. She's got a slice of bread over her face with two eye holes in it. Lorna Bray, who's an old-time listener.
I know Lorna.
Not an old-timer. Have you watched 1883, The Yellowstone? It's bloody amazeballs.
Is that Yellowstone?
Oh, then Yellowstone.
Yeah.
So Yellowstone is Paramount Plus, and so I've just finished the offer.
Everybody's been telling us
I'm
this.
I'm going to start that.
Is that Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Don't say I'm like that.
What?
We're going to start watching
it. Oh, we're going to start watching it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
You race off on your own. This is a problem because we don't live together.
Yeah.
That you go off. You are a consumer of all visual culture. Like I am not.
No, but, you know, like sometimes you've got those big long journeys where you're on Long Lost Family and then you binge watch stuff and I'm like, whoa. Slow down. 1883, I don't know what that is, but thanks, Lorna Bray. I'm going to look it up. But Yellowstone is on the list.
Great.
Just started watching on the BBC iPlayer, The Inside Man.
Mm-hmm.
It is great, and the casting is superb. I would recommend it. I feel like I've seen The Inside Man. I don't know what that is. Julie Buckingham, thank you. I'm going to look into The Inside Man because it sounds great. And right up my street. Don't know if you've seen Only Murders in the Building on Disney with Steve Martin.
Oh, no.
It's excellent. I love Steve Martin.
I love also, Steve Martin.
Under the Banner of God with Andrew Garfield on Disney.
And I love Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, a brutal watch, but very interesting. I hope you enjoy them. So that's Under the Banner of God and Only Murders in the Building. And they're both on Disney, it would seem. Thanks very much, Wiggaz17. I think Wiggaz17's a bloke. Looks like it is. I love that men listen to this podcast. Mm. My vision is that it's largely women. But it's always nice to hear from a bloke.
I think we're very unisex in what we recommend.
We're very bi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have got a recommendation for next week that's definitely probably more feminine skewed.
Okay.
But only one.
So Kerry Taylor has sent us something. Cooking with Bello makes me smile. Easy to follow, simple recipes, minimum ingredients and fuss. Little recommendation, perhaps for uni students having a go.
With Bello?
Yeah, Cooking with Bello, B-E-L-L-O.
And is it a Instagram account?
It's an Instagram account, yep. And they are called Angelo Cosin. Cosin.
I love it when you just try and say a name with an accent.
I know, because he's Italian. Angelo Cosin. Is that what that, would you say? That's Cosin?
Cosin. Cosin. Cosin.
You're doing it
it's
now.
It's very hard. Angelo Cosin. Hang on. Is he going to say it? Wow. What's he...
10 minutes to make and the result is... All you have to do is slice your... Anyway, super easy, upper roses. It only takes 10 minutes to make.
Yeah, they look nice.
All you have to do is slice your apples like there is no tomorrow. Cover with water and lemon juice and microwave for 3 minutes. Now cut your puff pastry into stripes. Spread some apricot jam, add your apples, and bake in the oven for 40 minutes.
Oh, wow!
Wow, they look great!
I love the fact that both of us were like, wow.
I love the fact that we both put on Italian accents and he's got an Italian accent. Like, we're in the family. It's not offensive.
Have we talked in the family?
Yeah, you got to respect it. Thanks, Kerry Taylor. That's great. And the final one from Dawn Chapman. She's recommending Gay Man Talking by Daniel Harding. It's a great read. He talks about the toxicity of adding G for gay at the front of words. And acronyms, revisits the people he came out to see, what really went on in their minds when he told them he was gay. Really moving and powerfully frank. Oh, good. So this is about him coming out and what it was like when he came out.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it does sound good, doesn't it? And I'm always fascinated. I was out with a guy this week who came out when he was 20, and we were talking a little bit about that and what it was like for him and his parents and all the rest of it. And I think it... For a gay person coming out, it's a big, big deal, and it signifies a big thing in their lives, and it must be a nice thing to go back and exorcise
it
in some way, and find out what people really thought and how they felt and everything. So that's called Gay Man Talking by Daniel Harding, and it's a book, and that's from Dawn Chapman, recommendation from Dawn. While we're on the subject, Dawn French has just started her tour. So if you want tickets to go and see anybody who's utterly bloody brilliant ever, a one-woman show, I think it's called Being a Twat, then go and get tickets for that, because she's brilliant.
She is absolutely amazing. We're going.
We are going.
Good.
It's great to speak to you all. Lots of love.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.